Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Billy Ripken. Hey, Bill, a lot of no-hitters to start the season, and the numbers are down and the strikeouts are up, and although I think some of the strikeout issues are philosophical before the home runs with the ball, we blame batters and we credit baseballs. I think the pitchers nowadays, with the velocity going up and just being better at their jobs, I don't think we're talking enough about pitchers, crediting them.
I think it's a combination across the board. Yes, velocity is up, but I think your philosophical thing is probably where I'm going to go more on the hitters. You know, several years ago when new regimes started coming into the front office, the thought process was strikeouts are just an out. And I just don't believe that. So now hitters go up there with their A swing, shall we say, for three times, and they walk back to the dugout. It's funny because the series right before, you know, they open with the Mets, the Orioles and the Red Sox, Rafael Devers is becoming one of my favorite players to watch in the batter's box. The day he hit the homer and the double, I think he might have had another knock. He struck out on a high fastball, and he smashed his bat down on home plate. It was the third out of the inning. And then I think he got three hits right after that. He didn't like it. And to me, I'm not saying, you know, I suggest, you know, throw helmets and break things if you strike out, but I can tone you down a little bit if you care. I can't give you the care gene. And I think some of the philosophical approaches at home plate have just gone awry. And there are hitters out there that can do it. There are hitters that strike out less than league average and drive in more runs than everybody. Jose Abreu in Chicago is one of them. So I think it can be done. I do think pitchers are good. I don't think there's any question about that. Velocity is up. But you mentioned two no-hitters. Means didn't top 94. When he threw his no-hitter, and then Miley didn't top 91 when he threw his no-hitter. So the last two no-hitters thrown were guys that don't have necessarily overpowering fastballs. They just know how to pitch a little bit.
Hey, Bill, we were having a discussion before that was Orioles-related only because they're playing the Mets, and we were looking at the way Matt Harvey's been playing. And the question came up because with DeGrom, hopefully he's healthy. He comes back. But they still have a great pitching staff. You know, Taijuan Walker's, rediscovered himself. Marcus Stroman's pitching well. DeGrom is the best pitcher in baseball. Any chance Harvey returns to the Mets if he continues like this?
You never know. I know we talked about this several weeks ago and the design the Orioles probably had for Harvey. They want him to pitch like he's a Cy Young Award winner so they can move him at the trade deadline and try to get something back. I don't know what the bridges possibly were burned. It didn't seem like it was the greatest of, but now there's a new regime up there.
Right.
So it's always possible. I don't know if the Mets are going to go target someone like Harvey. They might target somebody in the bullpen because they think they have enough starting pitchers. If they can get to the playoffs, they need a help in the other fashion. But it's interesting to see how these teams are going to play out. DeGrom is by far, in my opinion, the best pitcher in baseball. And the thing that he can do is old school. I think he commands the low and away fastball to get strike one better than any pitcher in the game right now. And when you're 0-1 against a dude that's throwing 99 and a hundy, good luck to you, because he has the ability to paint, and then he has the ability to elevate when he wants to. But he can throw strike one down and away as well as any pitcher in the game.
Hey, Bill, the other week, maybe it was earlier this week, we were talking about like our all-time outfield and who would be there, and we started talking about some modern-day players that, you know, could enter the conversation when we talk about players you'd want to have on your team. And Mike Trout's name comes up. The question I have for you about Trout is, what is it about him that he's not – I mean, he's a superstar, but he doesn't have the same draw or appeal, maybe that's the wrong word, that some of the other superstars in other sports have. What is it about him?
You know, part of that might be the fact that he's been in L.A. all these years. Part of that might be the fact that they made the playoffs one time and they got dismissed by the Royals when they were on their magical run. Because, you know, Derek Jeter didn't necessarily have all that charisma. He gave a lot of vanilla answers to the media and kind of just went out there and did his job. So who knows? What would have happened if Mike Trout would have been drafted and had the career by either Philadelphia's hometown squad or one of the New York squads? You never know what would have happened, but he is really, really good. I think he is by far, when you're talking about position players you take year over year, Ron Darling up at the network, he's a Yale guy, Yale, and pretty smart guy, and he does a lot of games with the New York Mets, and he says when they play the Angels, whenever the time is that he gets to see the Angels play, he said he jumps off the board at you as the best player on the field, no matter who they're playing. And I think that speaks volumes, because he sits there and studies the game and watches Mike Trout in center field in between pitches, watches what he does on the base pass, where, you know, most everybody else is going to watch Mike Trout if he catches the ball or if he's at home plate. And Ron Darling said he jumps off the board as the best player on the field every time he's seen Mike Trout play.
There he is, Billy Ripken. Billy, thanks a lot, my friend. We look forward to talking to you next hump day.
All right, boys.
All right, thanks, Bill Ripken.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.